The Care Partners Caregivers Support Group has moved to a new day and time. And joining us now with more about the group and other Care Partners services is Director Kay Grindland. Welcome, Kay, to North Shore Morning.
Good to be here.
So, will you explain what Care Partners is?
Yes. Care Partners is a collaborative program of the North Shore Healthcare Foundation and the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic and the Cook County North Shore Hospital. And we provide a lot of programs and services that help seniors stay in their homes as they age and also support those on the journey of serious illness and their caregivers especially.
Okay, there's quite a need for that these days, I would think. Say I'm taking care of a loved one, mm-hmm. and I just know I need help, but I don't know what I need.
Right.
How can I get a hold of you, and what do I need to ask?
You want to call Care Partners, 387-3788, and talk to Jeanette Lindgren. She's our caregiver consultant and coach, and she's just great at talking to folks, and she can help you on a lot of levels. You may be just starting, want to do some planning. You may want to get involved in a class that we'll talk about. She can come out and do an assessment. We've got volunteers that she can help send in, just a whole menu mm-hmm. of items.
Do I pay for this service? Is it income based or anything?
Well, there's no exact cost for it, but you know, of course it costs us.
Right.
So we ask people to cost share. Based on your income or what you can afford to make a donation. And with our senior rides program, which we offer with volunteer assisted transportation, we put that out pretty, specifically mm-hmm. based on income.
So if I'm kind of low income, that shouldn't prevent me from contacting you?
No, we never refuse service for inability to pay.
So you mentioned training coming up.
Yes, we've got two kinds of training. One is a wonderful class for caregivers, and that's going to be six Thursdays starting March 20th, and that's called Powerful Tools for Caregivers. And we had one caregiver come and said, oh, I wish I had had this at the beginning, because there's so many good techniques for reducing stress and that kind of thing. And that's taught by volunteers, so you can call and register for that. And also, we've got a volunteer training coming up, because we depend a lot on volunteers to provide respite in the home or companionship or friendly visits and that kind of thing. And so we're training new volunteers, and that's going to be March 3rd, 4th, and 11th, all three nights, 4:30 to 8. We just do a nice training to make uh-huh. people comfortable with the whole situation.
And once I volunteer, I get trained, how much time would I be providing you?
Well, it really depends on the person. We're very flexible because we understand people have different schedules.
So it can work into whatever I want it to be. Then.
Right. And some folks just do a few phone calls. Some folks say, hey, I'm caregiving my own family right now, so that'll be my duty.
Right.
And some people say, I'm going to Florida for a couple months, and we understand all that.
What is your respite program?
So we're starting a new program called the Group Respite, and it's a wonderful thing both for caregivers and their care partners, their loved ones, because it provides a social situation. It's for folks with early memory loss or other chronic illness, and it's a chance for them to get out and be with, maybe three or four or five other folks. And we just plan, it's a 4-hour, 11 to 3. We do it twice a month, and we're in the lower level of the Congregational Church. It's kind of nice that way because there's not a lot of busyness and distraction, and it should work really, we design it so that it works well for mm-hmm. the participants.
Do I need a reservation, or do I just show up?
Yes, you actually need to apply.
Okay.
And, we need to make sure, we're just getting the program going, we need to make sure we have enough to make sure, and we have folks committed. And so you would again call Jeanette, 387-3787 or 88, either number gets mm-hmm. us. And she'll talk with you about whether, your loved one is appropriate and what they would need and all of those situations. And it's great for the caregiver because that gives them 4 hours where they can come to our caregiver support group if it happens on that time, or just go out and do errands or take a break, get a massage, whatever they need.
I would bet it would be very welcome to have that little break.
Yep.
Have we covered most of everything you wanted to do?
I just want to talk more about the caregiver support group. That's been happening once a month, and now, as you said, it's a new time. It's on the second Wednesday. Uh-huh. So it happens when we have the group respite, if people need to, you know, have a place for their loved one. And Vicki Biggs has been a great host of that program. She's got a great experience, and she's going to be joined now by Tyler Howell. Who you know from the radio. And he's done a lot of caregiving. He's been one of our volunteers and teaches our Powerful Tools class, is one of the teachers. So I think he'll add a lot to it. And, you know, our hope is that it's a time people can just drop in. And anytime they come, they know that there's certain ground rules. It's confidential. You know, there's a little bit of structure. People can share time to talk, maybe learn a little bit. And, you know, really share the frustrations and the joys. And hopefully there's fun times as well as, you know, getting to what people need to talk about. So
I would think this is such an asset to our community, such a help to families.
Yep. And that's at the Congregational Church in the library Wednesday, the 12th of February.
Okay. Do you want to give those phone numbers again?
Yep. They can call Care Partners at 387-3788.
Okay, thank you very much, Kay. I appreciate learning more about this.
You bet.